Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Cortland Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, everyone. Welcome in to the weekend edition of the KE Report. Corey Fleck here, along with Chad Marquitz. We are your hosts for this weekend edition. Also your hosts throughout the week on our website, kereport.com, and podcast, The KE Report. Boy, oh boy, it was a busy week with a lot of companies pushing news out to the market as we entered early on conference season, especially in Vancouver. Three conferences that are ongoing and tying into Sunday, Monday at the Vancouver Resource Investment Conference. We see this every year where companies at the beginning of the year, especially in an environment where metals are going higher, well, all of a sudden everybody has news and thankfully they all want to come on the show and talk about it. So be sure to go back and listen to a lot of those company interviews. We are focusing this weekend show on the resource space, more driving down into the companies because of the fact that I think a lot of you hopefully are at some of those conferences. And again, just so much news has come out. We are kicking off the show with Matt Geiger, managing partner at MJG Capital. Now, Matt, when we talked with you throughout last year, which was broadly a down year for the metals outside of Q4, you had mentioned that, well, you just hadn't been making too many transactions, too many moves within the fund that you run. Now that we entered a new year, and now that precious metals especially are in an uptrend, even copper, other metals are in uptrends for a couple months here, what is your portfolio strategy for this year?
Thanks for having me back on the program, Corey and Chad. Happy New Year's to you both. It's much of the same to what we discussed last year. You're correct. It was quite a quiet year from a you know, investment deployment perspective. I think we added four names over the course of the year, and the most recent name that we added would have been back in September 2022. Last year was much more about conserving a cash position and, you know, gradually deploying the cash that we had mostly into existing holdings. So I just sent out the most recent MJG partnership letter. It's available on our website at mjgcapital.com if anybody wants to give it a look. And in essence, we're sitting at just below a 10% cash position, which, you know, relative to where we've sat since the fund's inception is elevated. It's not extreme, but I would say it's elevated. The plan here is to continue to deploy the cash and bits and pieces here over the next, you know, 12, 15 months to the point that we're fully deployed by early 2024. However, if we see a very sharp move in the broader market, and I'm mentioning the broader markets, not the TSXV or related mining indexes. You know, I'm still a believer, and perhaps I'm being overly pessimistic here, but I think there is more pain to come in the broader indices. Just the excesses that we saw built up and kind of come to a head in 2021, both between monetary and fiscal support, and then also just the investment psychology of the general investment populace. That was a pretty extreme combination. And I think there's more unwinding to do. I may be wrong on that. It's quite possible that the broader markets already made their lows, you know, in the past 90 days, we'll say mid-November, and are now rallying on to new all-time highs. But I struggle to hold that belief. So I'm going to be a little bit more conservative here. If we see, you know, broader markets continue to move, especially around the expectations and then the possible delivery of a pause in the Fed rate hike cycle, at that point, I would very much consider getting our cash position closer to the 15 or 20% range and then going back to gradual deployment. So I'm not ready to throw all caution to the wind and go all in here. So no question, it's been an awesome start to the year over for the past 3-4 weeks in the junior space. We have, you know, over a half a dozen names that are up double digit percentage point wise. The TSXV is up close to double digits percentage wise. So it's been a strong start. I am more confident saying that precious metals, you know, gold and silver specifically, I'm feeling more and more confident that we did come to reach a definitive bottom in early Q4 of 2022 after a two plus year grinding drawdown that began in August, September timeframe in 2020, with many of hands shaken out. Only the strongest hands really remain in the PM stocks. There's, you know, strong macro narratives with continued central bank buying of gold globally. And then I also think the fight over the U.S. debt limit is going to kind of crescendo here over the next 4 or 5 months. So feeling good about the precious metals in particular. We're about 50% weighted towards gold, silver, or PGMs, which is the highest weighting we've had towards precious metals since late 2020. So that's a change. I'm feeling good there. The rest of the metals complex, though, I'm cautious about. It's going to be a very interesting push and pull between a broader global slowdown and the reopening of the Chinese economy. And right now, the reopening of China has definitely won out. We've seen massive moves in the prices of copper and iron ore and other GDP-linked metals. But I do think the jury is still out. Firstly, how quickly and how aggressively China will reopen. And then secondly, how much this will be outweighed by a slowdown in the rest of the global economies that have already been open for some time here. So I remain cautious on the battery metals and the critical minerals, even though I think the narrative for the next, you know, 3, 5, 7 years looks very promising for both.
Well, Matt, that's a great summation of kind of the macro factors that we're faced with in these markets. They've been constructive for the general markets, really for almost all markets. You've seen the cryptoverse spike higher over the last couple of months. You've seen risk on assets back on. But the commodities in general have done well. And in particular, the metals have shined. Q4 at the early, when silver bottomed first, and then GDX and GDXJ, and then eventually gold, and they started trucking higher. They've continued that momentum into the beginning of this year. But you mentioned, you know, the worries about China reopening. Will it happen? Will it not happen? The potential of recession, that maybe it's not at all clear yet. When you brought up the base metals and battery metals and critical minerals, you said you're a little more cautious. I'd love you to unpack how you think that'll play out for, let's say, the battery metals and critical mineral space, because I know you follow it so closely.
Sure. Well, and we've discussed this before on this program, but the concern I have there with, especially with the lithium juniors, I mean, we've just seen an explosion of lithium-focused names. And that, to me, is not a sign that things have to go down imminently, but it's a sign that a certain cycle is coming to a close. I mean, we have probably close to 150 to 200 lithium companies at this point spread between North America and Australia. And it seems like every day, formerly focused gold junior has, you know, found a potential pegmatite discovery on a corner of one of their previously gold focused projects. So I'm quite skeptical there. You know, uranium, for instance, fantastic metal, very interesting macro outlook there for the next 3-5 years. I think it's a great place to be invested. That said, you know, partially because of its positive outlook, there's still a bunch of speculative excitement built into the junior uranium names, for instance, or the junior lithium names. And so my concern, you know, going back to precious metals, we had a 2-year drawdown before this likely October bottom just a few months ago. All but the weakest hands were shaken out of precious metal stocks. Sentiment levels reached not all-time lows or absolute lows, but it was pretty ugly out there. Whereas if you look at much of the rest of the metal complex, you know, as recently as March of 2022, you know, in the aftermath of the Russia invasion of Ukraine, you know, we had the whole metal complex, absent gold and silver, you know, rocking and rolling in that period. And so, yes, you know, folks have certainly been shaken out over the past 6 or 9 months, but it hasn't been the degree of drawdown that we saw in PMs. And that tells me that there's still quite a bit of speculative money, you know, focused in the critical mineral space, focused on these energy or battery metals, however you want to define them. And they'll do great. Like if we've seen the bottom in the broader markets in Q4 of 2022 and we're off to the races now, like these companies will, you know, should do great from a share price performance perspective.
All right. Well, Matt, we're out of time for this segment, but we will continue this conversation in the next segment. So everybody stick around. We're going to be right back with Matt Geiger.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. We're continuing to chat with Matt Geiger, managing partner at MJG Capital. Now, Matt, we ended last segment talking about the critical minerals, and in all fairness, it's still early on for these sectors, right? But that can also add some of that early on fervor that brings in more investors. The interesting thing just has been, I think, more generalists. People that aren't usually invested in the resource sector looking at some of these new metals. When you're looking at the critical metals, because of the fact that governments are so supportive, and as you said, there are just way too many juniors already that flew in here, if you were to play the critical minerals, would you focus more on the larger companies, ones that could maybe take advantage of that potential free government money easier and quicker?
Yeah, I think you really need to look at it on a case-by-case basis, and it's also going to depend on an investor's risk profile. I mean, in terms of MJG, our median market cap within the portfolio is, you know, 50 million CAD, give or take. So we're gonna stick to our knitting. You know, I think if you're playing lithium, it makes a lot of sense to look at the bigger names, for instance, because they're the ones in most cases with the processing capacity, which is a key bottleneck in that story. I think decent lithium projects around the world are a dime a dozen. There are some extremely high quality, you know, new discoveries that are being drilled out that should do pretty well. But, you know, I would differentiate between lithium and, you know, say nickel, where I would argue nickel is a core component of the battery metal narrative and hasn't seen its time in the sun yet. You know, maybe that's to come. Graphite also burned a significant amount of investors about a decade ago. So there's a lot of reluctance to wade back out into the graphite space. But the reality is, you know, if you tell me that 5 years from now, lithium prices are going to stay at their current levels or even rise higher over the period, then I would say that's just as good news for metals like graphite or nickel. And then, you know, vanadium, for instance, I would say fits into the broader battery metals narrative as well. Due to vanadium redox batteries and their likely exponential growth in deployment for grid scale energy storage. And that's a metal that if you're in this space, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, you'll remember the big vanadium run up of 2017. But my sense is that, you know, most generalists that have plowed into critical minerals currently are focused almost exclusively on lithium, probably even haven't heard the metal vanadium before at this point. So I think you need to pick and choose. And then, you know, on the rare earth front is also worth considering. You know, there are some late stage rare earth development companies right now that are garnering pretty substantial multiples, and there's quite a bit of risk, you know, taking one of these deposits actually through the construction phase and through to production, you know, on time and on budget. And that's assuming you can actually, you know, lock up the large capital financing that's needed for these projects. So, you know, there's an interesting name out there that I'm looking at very closely right now in the rare earth space, which I wouldn't consider it a direct miner. It does have exposure to direct mining investments. But I think there are, in rare earths, there's potentially a better way to play the theme than these late stage development projects. I mean, obviously Lynas is, you know, to your point about going for the bigger name, is kind of the blue chip outside of China right now. So that could also be a reasonable play, you know, for rare earths over a medium time horizon.
Well, Matt, let's pivot over into some of the more stalwart base metals, things like copper, zinc, lead. You had mentioned to us before we started recording there was two companies in Nevada that had caught your eye just because of some of the recent discoveries they've made. Love you to unpack those for our audience.
One thing we saw in 2022, and this has persisted into 2023, is a lot of excitement around CRD-type deposits. Western Alaska Minerals has made a pretty exciting discovery up in Alaska, and I was able to visit their project, Illinois Creek, in August of last year. I'm excited for that group. I think they're onto something pretty exciting there. Challenges, obviously, working up north in terms of seasonality or what have you, but they're on a good trajectory. But then looking down in Nevada, there's been a lot of action just in the past few months. I-80, like I've seen enough at Ruby Hill. Like I think maybe I'll eat my words here, but from the results I've seen thus far, I think the CRD deposit they're drilling at Ruby Hill will become a mine. You know, there's of course, you know, permitting risks, even though they're nearby operations. They need to get more visibility into the met. But I mean, we're talking 28 meter intercepts of you know, 500 gram per ton silver and 30% lead zinc. Like those are pretty obscene grades, you know, 18 meters at 600 grams per ton silver and 40% lead zinc. Like this looks like a mine in the making. So we're not IAD shareholders, but it's definitely an interesting story and one I've been following closely. And the share price has definitely perked up, even though, you know, they're still a gold-focused company for all intents and purposes. The market has taken notice of the CRD discovery, and it's been reflected in their share price. You know, it's also good news for Christina McCarthy's Paycore Metals. Their project's located just to the south, along trend from Ruby Hill. And Paycore's put out some decent drill results on their own, and have also benefited from the attention, I think justly so, being paid to Ruby Hill. So you've seen the Paycore, you know, share price double in the past, 90 odd days. So investors are warming to CRD plays within Nevada. Reyna Silver also put out, you know, first drill results at their Medicine Springs project in Nevada. Peter McGaugh is a technical advisor there, potentially a board member. I'm not sure about that, but I think there's going to be some more noise there. And then just yesterday, Ridgeline Minerals announced the best intercept to date at their Salina project, which I've actually been to a couple times. So Ridgeline, for full disclosure, is a holding of the MJG fund. We participated in their September financing last year, and they announced a 33-meter hit of 300 grams per ton silver equivalent, includes 6 meters of 1,100 grams per ton silver equivalent. Very excellent grades. And again, from a gram meter perspective, the best hit that we've seen on the property to date. So it was good to see the share price rewarded there with, you know, Ridgeline trading up on good volume, you know, up roughly 25% on the day. You know, the cynics out there could say, well, this is the first hole that they've drilled using a core rig. And especially with CRD type systems, when you're using RC, you can see a core recovery drop off and hence an understated grade. So the cynic could say, well, we haven't seen a step change in grade here. This is just due to the core drill. But on the flip side, you could rebut, well, that means the RC drills that, holes that they've drilled into the chinchilla zone have understated the grade by about 33%. So I think it's a net positive actually from the company's perspective. This chinchilla target is still completely open down plunge. And it was stated in the Ridgeline news release, and I agree with this, that they should hit it hard next year. And this coming spring when the thaw occurs, and we'll see how much capital they raise and how hard they decide to go. But this is a worthy target. And, you know, VPX Mike Harp mentioned that they would look to get to first resource sooner rather than later there.
All right, unfortunately, we're out of time for this segment, but we do continue to chat with Matt Geiger for a good another 15 minutes. To hear that full interview, visit our website or podcast and listen to the full weekend edition. We're going to be right back with another resource fund manager, Tabby Costa.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
News update. Memphis police releasing video from the January 7th traffic stop that led to the death of 29-year-old Tyree Nichols and the firing of five Memphis police officers who now face numerous charges, including murder. Shelby County Sheriff Floyd Bonner Jr. also announced he was relieving two deputies of duty.
Two Shelby County deputies are relieved of duty pending an investigation. The announcement came after videos were released to the public from various angles on Friday. Shelby County Sheriff Floyd Bonner Jr. said he's launching an investigation into whether the deputies violated police policy. Five Memphis police officers who faced charges including second-degree murder were previously fired from the department. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Arctic temps across the northern plains and Midwest for more than 20 million people. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. We're going to focus a lot more now on, let's say, more the junior resource space when it comes down to the stocks, as we are chatting with Tavi Costa, portfolio manager at Crescat Capital. Now, Tavi, something that we've been talking about throughout this month, even last month, is how the precious metals are in more of an uptrend. It seems like everything's in at least this 3 to 4 month uptrend, but some of the stocks, especially the juniors, have started to see a little more action. We've seen random volume spikes here and there, and I've noticed pretty much all the juniors starting to move higher. Now, they're moving higher off of some pretty depressed levels, especially if you're holding those stocks 1, 2 years ago. But look, there's a bit of an uptrend here. We don't know how long this uptrend's going to last. We don't know if this is the start of a whole new bull market that could last multiple years, or if this is just a short-term bounce. But, Tavi, first and foremost, your thought on this uptrend in the precious metals that has now finally filtered down to a lot of the juniors and explorers.
Well, look, I think it's important to try to understand if this is a real trend or not. And in my opinion, it certainly is. I mean, it started back, you know, just go back some months ago, back in September. So we started seeing the yield curve inversion problem in the U.S. begin to really surge. We got as high as 91% of all possible spreads in the treasury curve are all inverted And a research of, you know, looking back prior decades where we've had similar imbalances in the credit market shows that it's time to be owning gold and selling stocks. And that means selling S&P 500 specifically as part of the research. There are times when oil actually performs very well too. But it certainly seems like we're at the beginning of a longer bull market. And it's important to put into perspective not only this macro signal that gives us high conviction to own the metal, but also the longer term thesis where we put out a research a couple, maybe a month or so ago, looking back on global production of gold, because we really had two major bull markets in the gold space going back to the 70s, and looking at both sides, they had their own kind of individual drivers at that time. The 70s was driven by inflation. The early 2000s was really driven by China entering the WTO and moving the commodity markets, becoming a manufacturing plant of the global economy. Today, we have kind of a mix of a lot of things. During those two decades, however, the one driver that happened during those two times was that global production of gold entered a multi-year decline. In the 70s was more pronounced. We saw an 18% decline in global production of gold. And in early 2000s all the way to 2011 was more like a 14% or so decline. I think we're entering something similar today. The major companies are starting to look for M&A and other opportunities in the space, but really, one thing that we didn't see in the past that is happening currently is this institutional capital really attracted by critical metals, which is gold is not part of that as of now, at least. And it's actually forcing them to move away from production of gold. So we're seeing most of the major companies in the space actually facing a decline of their gold production. And that is quite interesting because perversely, I think this is going to be very positive for the overall industry over the long term. It's very similar to when the energy sector became sort of uninvestable when oil prices went negative. And instead, we've seen, you know, two incredible years for energy stocks over the last couple of years. And so I think it's a very similar in that sense. And we're seeing now, we first saw gold starting to move, then silver began to move as well. Even copper is now moving too, along with the metals. And the other part of it is that we started to see some of the miner companies moving along with the metals. Now we're starting to see some of the juniors. And to me, as an allocator, I love the fact that a lot of the juniors, the very smaller market cap companies in the space that we are invested, are yet to move to the same direction. If you look at a TSX volume, for instance, on a 50-day moving average of that, we're one of the lowest levels we've seen in history, although the GDX volume and the GDXJ volume are already increasing. Remember, the TSX venture has a lot of the smaller names in the space. GDXJ is actually not a good gauge or benchmark for if you're invested in the more explorers and developers part of the industry. And so it's very attractive from that standpoint, because I feel very strongly it's going to be filtered into all parts of the industry. And as we know very well, those smaller names that have low liquidity are the ones that move the most when the institutional capital comes in. And so I think decisively this is, you know, probably going to happen in the following months. And so I'm looking forward to continuing to really improve our portfolio as much as we can prior to this move that I think will happen.
Well, Tavi, I'd like to dig into that concept a little bit more, because I think you brought up a perfect point here in that the metals prices did move, and the GDX and the GDXJ, which are mostly the larger producers, the mid-tier producers, a few royalty companies, they moved. And they moved, and people said, oh, the mining stocks are not tracking the metals. But they did. The GDX went up and the GDXJ went up over 50%. And even some of the most liquid, larger cap developers, and even some of the most popular explorers, some of them went up 100%, 150%, 200%. So I would say that is outperformance over the metals. But most people are in these exploration stage companies, the smaller microcaps, and they haven't moved as much. And Crescat's model is really to be positioned in those exploration stories for the discovery cycle. So I'd love you to unpack why Crescat feels that you know, at this point in the cycle when they haven't moved as much is that magical timing window where you can get in before the real price appreciation.
Yeah, I mean, considering none of us have the crystal ball to really answer that question precisely, but it seems to me that it's just natural how we tend to see. There's some things that are not necessarily true in the precious metal space that we hear a lot, which is that usually you have the senior companies performing better than the juniors. Well, we like to see that initially, and then you have the juniors coming in. Naturally, that makes sense, right? Logically, what happens is institutional capital chases the easiest things, and then as they look for more asymmetry, they would go down to the smaller names too. But I think that more than any other time in history, what we're seeing is this true lack of folks that can discern those good and bad opportunities, and it's not allowing the real amount of capital to come into the space in a much easier fashion that we've seen in the past. And so it's been very difficult. Now, I do think that it's just going to be natural to see this trickle down, this cascade effect that will come into this part of the industry as we continue to see capital flowing into the top of the precious metals side of the industry. And it's important to remember, you know, this critical metals part of focus for most of the major companies, it is likely to trigger an M&A cycle, but mostly not just on sole, you know, gold projects, but perhaps gold and copper projects or other metals in general, you know, related to nickel and cobalt, even zinc and so forth. And all those things are probably going to be part of this new M&A cycle in a bigger way than even precious metals. That is not to say the precious metals are not incredibly valuable. I think it is time to be taking advantage of this lag in most of the junior names. And so we've been focused on deploying capital there. We've acquired recently a large silver mine in South America. And so it's, you know, it's been a huge part of us to be trying to expose ourselves to those projects. And it's, but I think it's a good time to be allocating capital here, given the spread of valuations that we're seeing, especially from the seniors and developers relative to the explorers.
All right, Debbie, we're out of time for this segment, but we're having you back on next segment. So everyone, stick around.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, welcome back. We're wrapping up the weekend edition of the KE Report. Still chatting with Tavi Costa, portfolio manager over at Crescat Capital. Now, Tavi, one thing that we should discuss that I think is another kind of fallacy within the precious metals sector, especially looking at the juniors, is that we hear a lot that we need the U.S. markets or the broad averages to crash, and that's going to push investors into gold and gold stocks. Well, it can push investors into gold. It doesn't usually push them into the stocks, especially the small ones. And this rebound that we have seen timed perfectly, really, with the bottom in the broad averages last year so far. How important do you think it is to see some stability in the broad averages, the U.S. markets, to continue to filter money into the juniors?
Well, what I like about the gold market, if you got some short-term drivers and long-term drivers working towards this thesis currently, the short-term and medium-term really is this yield curve inversion. I mean, really, if you look back and do empirical analysis in this data that I'm referring to, you will see that every time we go above the 70% handle of or threshold of yield curve inversions in the overall treasury curve, gold tends to outperform equity markets. That does not mean equity markets need to crash. I might have a view on this, and therefore I am short parts of the market. However, I do think the precious metal side of it looks even more appealing. Now, that's more the medium short-term thesis driving the metal prices right now. The second ones are probably even more important. One I already mentioned, which is now a lot of the gold bugs like to mention this increase of gold purchases by central banks, and that's absolutely true. But you have to look at this with the lenses of what does it mean to their overall balance sheet? Why are they doing that in the first place? It's a neutral asset, number one, but also it has to do with this idea of trying to improve the quality or credibility of their own fiat currencies by owning better quality assets, which certainly is gold relative to owning debt from another indebted economy like U.S. Treasuries or even European bonds or JGBs. Important to also track what's happening with the BOJ, the Bank of Japan, which if you look at the balance sheet assets relative to GDP has been surging, which has been kind of a separate trend relative to other developed economies that have been somewhat allowing their assets to shrink by letting them mature. So that's a little bit different. Now, the two drivers that I wanted to really point out is the 60-40 portfolios, the shift from portfolios that have been so popular over the last 2 to 3 decades. It's just hard to believe we're going to see that. It's still popular, the popularity remaining for the next 10 years. It wouldn't surprise me if portfolios look completely different in the next 10 years by seeing gold taking a bigger role in terms of allocation and also commodities as a whole as well. But I think gold will replace most of the bonds, most of the global bonds and the fixed income assets when it comes to chasing a defensive asset. And so that on itself is going to drive over time a tremendous amount of capital to the space. The second thing that is happening alongside with the 60-40 portfolios is the 60 side of it, which is on the equity side of it, is that most people are focused too much on growth stocks for the last 2 decades or so. And that's about to change. We're seeing this transition from value to growth, which it was hard to call 2 years ago. And now it looks a lot more obvious because we had 2 years that we're seeing this transition already in place. I think this will continue. It will take a long time for investors to change their process of an approach towards selecting what to invest in. You know, this idea of doing research in the bottom line, understanding really reading 10-Ks and being part of conference calls, which is something we haven't seen the popularity as it used to be, and doing fundamental analysis, that is all coming back. And what does it mean to miners and for being part of this value indices that we see worldwide? And so I think that also will drive a tremendous amount of capital to the space, and this influx of that will be at some point attractive to the smaller names. And so that is, you know, imagine, you know, it's just like going back to the early 90s when technology space was getting formed. It was hard to find folks that understood well the space to discern the good and bad investments at that time. Those that were able to do that were the ones that killed it in the 90s, all the way to the peak of the technology bubble. I think we'll be somewhat similar today, given the fact that it is rare to find folks that understand geology to a higher degree. And so that, you know, creates a lot of inefficiencies naturally. And so until we see those become exploited, it will take some time.
All right, Tavi, let's get into some of the stocks then. Break down which companies you like right now. Which ones you think are doing some solid work? Because quite frankly, boy, oh boy, there is a flood of news that has come out to begin this year.
Yeah, I mean, I was asked this question a couple months ago, and I'll stick with three names that I think are doing great work. One of them, which is a company that's been around for a long time, but continues to show success and in terms of their drill results, and also BHP became a large shareholder. I'm talking about Brixton Metals, and we became a larger shareholder over the years. It's one of our top stories. We think we like the work Gary has been putting, and also like the geologist, the technical team in general is very attractive to us. We've been deploying capital for the last, I would say, 1 to 2 years into the story over time, and growing confidence. And it's a great story of, you know, I mean, Garrett's been trying to capture this investment from BHP for many years. And finally that came in, which kind of solidifies and gives us higher conviction that they're probably onto, not only one thing, but maybe a few things, in their massive land package. Barksdale was another one that I was looking at for a while. And they needed some permits to start really working on their projects. It's the extension of the Taylor deposit in Arizona, and it's an incredibly attractive story from that standpoint, because it's almost, you know, nothing is a no-brainer, but in terms of geology, this one looks to be very close to that. And so it's really a question of the permit situation. And today we've certainly seen positive news in terms of the resolution of that issue, which I think will probably be hopefully resolved by the middle part this year completely, and we'll be able to start really working on that, those projects. And so we're excited about that one as well. We own a large percentage of that company. Altamira in Brazil. I mean, I've been chasing Brazilian assets, especially given my views on commodities and our views in commodities. And, you know, Altamira is just an example of that. It's another company that looks to me, or looks to Quinton, a lot of similarities with Snowline's projects, in terms of the type of deposit we're dealing with. Lots of great, results already came out, and I think a lot of people are perhaps not interpreting them correctly, and that's just part of the market. And so we've been allocating most of our capital and focus onto that story as well. It is a large percentage of our portfolio today as well, and so, or a larger percentage. Pacific Ridge is another company we like. You know, it's a unique porphyry, golden copper porphyry in D.C. that we like to have a large allocation as well. We own close to 20% of that company as well. It's another one that is likely onto a few discoveries, and it's, you know, it's trading for very cheap market cap currently. It's hard to believe it's trading at those levels. And so those are just a few stories. And obviously we still have a large exposure to other names that we like a lot, like Aloro Resources in Bolivia, SK Mining, as well in the Golden Triangle. Snowline Gold is one of our favorite names, which continues to be a large, percentage of our portfolio.
All right, Tavi. Hey, thanks for sharing all of those names with us. I know a lot of people probably that have followed along with Crescat know that you guys are invested in a wide range of stocks, and some of those I have heard from you before. But look, there are companies that are doing still a lot of work out there, and in no way have we seen a rush of capital into the sector. But again, the last 4 months have been pretty positive. So hopefully this better market environment continues throughout this year. Tavi, thanks for taking time with us on this weekend show. I'll be seeing you at the resource conferences in Vancouver. We're meeting up on Monday. I'm very much looking forward to that. Anybody else who is in town for the conferences, please email Shad or I, and we are happy to arrange a quick little meetup, walk around the conferences, or go for a beer. And everybody, thanks for tuning in to this weekend show. I hope you all have a great rest of your weekend.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.